Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, March 22nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A mission agency mourns the murders of two of their staff in Uganda. An exciting milestone is seen for a pastoral training ministry, and stay-at-home moms finally get their due. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Uganda, where two missionaries were killed late last week. Warren and Donna Pett, American missionaries with Africa Inland Mission, were teaching and living on the compound of the Esther Evangelistic School of Technology in Yumbe. Ames Paul Gazan.
They were returning home with some of their students and fellow teachers who are Ugandans for the day when they were attacked by a group of thugs and killed. Also, one of the students was killed and another one was injured.
Police say those responsible also burned buildings and vehicles. Now, there are many questions about the future of the work in this Islamic area. Gazan says,
those are questions that we'll have to really investigate and answer at a later time. We do have other missionaries in the area, and we have to be very concerned for their safety.
Pray for safety and wisdom for those still working at the school. Meanwhile, devastating floods and political unrest in Haiti are requiring outside help to keep people alive. Compassion Ministries, a ministry of the Evangelical Free Church of America, has moved in to provide relief. The floods and political unrest hit the city of Cape Haitien hard. EFCA is helping with cleanup efforts, food, and shelter for those who lost their homes. The flooding destroyed crops and livestock, and many are homeless. Pray that the situation will push Haitians to think about Christ as they're helped by believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Advance Ministries was founded in 1990 to equip frontline shepherds for world harvest. Their vision was to bring on-site training to 1 million pastoral leaders around the world and to challenge them to plant 1 million new churches. 14 years later, there's a landmark celebration for the mission agency. Global Advance's David Shibley explains.
At the Global Advance Frontline Shepherds Conference in Calcutta, India, we were privileged to pass a very important milestone in the ministry of Global Advance. Our quarter millionth ministry leader was trained at that conference.
Shibley says the one quarter millionth ministry leader is an underground church planter in Bhutan, Pastor Abraham.
Pastor Abraham has planted 5 underground churches. They continue to plant these new churches. They are training younger pastors. Of course, that's a very strategic area into Tibet, China, Eastern India.
Next, the Bible League is participating in From the Dead Sea Scrolls to the Forbidden Book, a traveling exhibit that explores the development of written language and traces the recording of God's Word. The exhibit guides visitors through the history of the Bible so they can experience how the Bible evolved into the present-day English version using genuine, authentic, ancient fragments of biblical manuscripts and rare early printed Bibles. Organizers also hope to inspire a more intense desire for reading the Holy Scriptures. And in 1994, Janet Lynn was inducted into the United States Figure Skating Hall of Fame. Despite a promising athletic career, Lynn chose a different path and became a stay-at-home mom. Her choice mirrors that of a new trend in corporate America, and her story is the focus of a series airing this week on Life Action's radio program, Revive Our Hearts. Spokeswoman Monica Vaught.
We're just hoping that through this story, it will begin to just help people see that making the choice to stay at home is good for mothers and that it's good for children and that it's good for society.
Vaught encourages moms to look at such a decision as an investment in ministry.
Who knows how or what the Lord may choose to do with that one little life. It may be the next Billy Graham or Elizabeth Elliot that mom today is training in their home that in the future generation is going to be a mighty missionary for the Lord and could be leading thousands to Christ.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.